This shouldn't be a thing.
Should you ever stumble upon a thing that you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This from NBC News. Jonathan Lloyd with the byline. The headline reads, stolen California gas station dinosaur returned with apology note.
Aww.
See, we left a note. Claire, the Sinclair gas station dinosaur.
Oh, it's the Sinclair company? Never mind.
Was stolen last week in a crime caught on security camera video. The 50-pound fiberglass dinosaur named Claire, stolen last week from an LA gas station, has now been returned with an apologetic note. The 4-foot-tall mascot stolen last week. Video showed the person, because there's security cameras all over the place, using power tools to remove Claire, then loading her into the back of a pickup truck and driving away. A clerk at the station told NBC News she arrived early Monday to see that Claire was back. An attached note read, I'm sorry for stealing. Please don't charge me. Well, yeah, now we've got your truck and probably your license plate and all that stuff.
And Sinclair, they'll definitely press charges.
The dinosaur wrapped in fabric was likely returned sometime after midnight when the business was closed. Security camera footage shows what appears to be the same white pickup truck pulling up to the station before unloading the wrapped up dinosaur. Did they think it wouldn't be recognized if they put it in a sheet?
What do you think it is?
Is that dinosaur shaped?
What is it? What is that dinosaur shaped sheet in there?
No arrests so far have been reported. The dinosaur's disappearance, Claire, of course, the dinosaur, captured the attention of some famous residents, including actress Jamie Lee Curtis.
Award-winning, Academy Award-winning.
Who posted video of the crime. Maybe that's what finally did it. Shamed the guy into bringing her back.
That's amazing that it took famous people.
It took famous people to shame the guy into bringing Claire the dinosaur back. While she was missing, some of Claire's fans brought flowers and other items. Apparently they came and picked them up now that she's back.
I spent $15 on this bouquet.
They brought flowers. Are we sure this didn't happen in Portland? They would, right?
Send in the troops. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've stolen our dinosaur.
Dinosaurs became a big part of Sinclair's advertising in the 1930s. Promotions over the years have featured different dinosaurs, but eventually this one, the Apatosaurus, became their most recognized dinosaur mascot.
We're mining the oil from the dinosaurs, so we might as well make him a mascot.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, you know how we're like ruining, especially in the 30s, remember, you know how we're ruining the environment and pouring our waste into our waters? Let's soften our image with a cute dinosaur.
That'll help.
And 90 years later, it still holds.
Apparently, it's still working. All right, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.